This is Inside Agriculture on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier. The state's livestock groups, along with Illinois Farm Bureau, working together to try to help the livestock industry feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We held actually two different conference call meetings today with our friends in the livestock commodity organizations, dairy, beef, and pork. We really tried to just get a feel for what our folks hearing. I mean, hearing a lot of concern, frustration is really rising at a rapid pace, and understandably so. We tried to do today, again, was just kind of coordinate where things are at. And one of the things that we did learn today, that the Aurora packing plant has shut down for a temporary period due to the fact that one of the workers tested positive and was ill. So that plant is apparently going to be offline for 2 weeks, which is a long time. There are 400 head capacity. The kill plant, as I understand it, not huge, but yet that's a lost opportunity for our guys to use as a market. So it's that kind of thing, along with where with less demand, obviously, in the food service sector and things that have been slowed down to a crawl, demand has dropped substantially. So a lot of the orders that had been placed that guys thought they were going to be able to move, whether pork or beef, may not happen. And so that's so to that point, what we talked about today with the livestock group and what we have prepared is a list of things we would like the state of Illinois to consider as far as possible food purchases. We're going to forward that tomorrow to Director Costello with the Department of Agriculture, let him speak with the governor's folks about it. So that's the proper channel for this to go through. We've conversed with Director Costello throughout this process. So we have several things that, again, that we're going to put out there is just ideas, things that we are hoping that they can look at.
Mark Gebhardt's Illinois Farm Bureau, that's a look inside agriculture.